Here's why the cupboard of no return is such a problem. It isn't just the result of stress, it also has the power to generate stress. Pretty much everything in there has the potential to sprout fresh moments of anxiety and frustration. When we want to play a board game and can't find the pieces. When we're rushing to get out and my daughter has only one glove. When the electric toothbrush has run out of charge and we can't find the charger. When we're rushing for the airport and we're down one passport. Even looking at the cupboard is the cause of stress. I can feel it glaring at us as we eat at the kitchen counter. Its presence, a constant reminder of all the things we haven't done. Even though I may not always feel conscious of it, it's broadcasting information to my brain. It's suggesting, in a surprisingly powerful way, that my life is out of control and that there are problems in my environment that I'm just not on top of. This is how the stresses in our everyday lives work. The very existence of stress in our lives, minds, and bodies has the power to generate more stress. The more that piles up, the less we're able to cope, and the nearer we move to that threshold at which we simply stop managing our lives successfully. That's when we become overly reactive, emotional, weary, and eventually sick. People who are stressed are more likely to fall out with others, binge on bad food and alcohol, and fill up cupboards with problems that will inevitably tumble out on top of them at the worst possible moment. The consequences of stress. Stress can have devastating long-term consequences for health. Too much of it contributes to the development of obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, strokes, and Alzheimer's disease. Stress is also a key player in insomnia, burnout, and autoimmune disease, as well as many mental health disorders such as anxiety and depression. Despite these risks, many of us are blasé about stress. We think we can get away with burning the candle at both ends forever. The reality is very different. Every day, I see patients who are literally stressing themselves to an early grave. I know a local accountant who is go, go, go the entire time. He never switches off and his wife is worried. But because he has no serious symptoms at the moment, he won't listen to either of us. He assumes nothing's going wrong and that the stress isn't harming him. But it's probably damaging his body so much that, within a few years, I suspect he'll be hit with a serious health crisis. Make no mistake, we are living in the middle of a stress epidemic. In fact, the World Health Organization calls stress the health epidemic of the 21st century. Up to 80% of all GP consultations are thought to be somehow related to stress. In this book, I'm going to give you a series of practical solutions to help you de-stress your life. Most of them are simple, and some take less than 15 minutes a day. I've seen these tools change the lives of thousands of my patients. I know they'll do the same for you. Micro-stress doses, or MSDs. We'll never completely rid ourselves of stress. It's unavoidable, especially in this day and age. We're living in an era of information overload and work overload and sugar, alcohol, and sitting on our backsides all day overload. There seems to be more and more pressure on us as individuals and less support. Think about something as simple as booking a holiday. 20 years ago, a travel agent would have arranged it on our behalf and spared us all the hassle. Today, many of us choose to do it all ourselves, and this is the way so many things are going. We're bleeping our own shopping through at the supermarket, having to work out how to fix our own computers by digging around on baffling online forums, and pouring through endless frequently asked question lists. Particularly with the recent tech explosion, we have more jobs to do, which is creating more stress in our lives. I call such individual portions of stress micro-stress doses, or MSDs. Whether they come from the tech in your life, or they're just the standard stresses that come with being a husband, a wife, a parent, a boss, or an employee, there's not a day that goes by without you experiencing plenty of them. Take a typical hour in the life of